There was a faint wheezing noise from the phone, and the Baudelaires realized that the operator was sighing.
"What is the exact nature of your emergency?"
Violet looked down at her siblings and saw the last of the sunset's blue light reflecting off Klaus's glasses and Sunny's teeth. As the dark closed around them, the nature of their emergency seemed so enormous that it would take the rest of the night to explain it to the telephone operator, and the eldest Baudelaire tried to figure out how she could summarize, a word which here means tell their story in a way which would convince the operator to let them talk to Mr. Poe.
"Well," she began, "my name is Violet Baudelaire, and I'm here with my brother Klaus and my sister Sunny. Our names might sound a bit familiar to you, because the Daily Punctilio has recently published an article saying that we're Veronica, Clyde, and Susie Baudelaire, and that we're murderers who killed Count Omar. But Count Omar is really Count Olaf, and he's not really dead. He faked his death by killing another person with the same tattoo, and framed us for the murder. Recently he destroyed a hospital while trying to capture us, but we managed to hide in the trunk of his car as he drove off with his comrades. Now we've gotten out of the trunk, and we're trying to reach Mr. Poe so he can help us get a hold of the Snicket file, which we think might explain what the initials VFD stand for, and if one of our parents survived the fire after all. I know it's a very complicated story, and it may seem unbelievable to you, but we're all by ourselves in the hinterlands, and we don't know what else to do."
The story was so terrible that Violet had cried a little while telling it, and she brushed a tear from her eye as she waited for a reply from the operator. But no voice came out of the phone. The three Baudelaires listened carefully, but all they could hear was the empty and distant sound of a telephone line.
"Hello?"
Violet said finally. The telephone said nothing.
"Hello?"
Violet said again.
"Hello? Hello?"
The telephone did not answer.
"Hello?"
Violet said, as loud as she dared. "I think we'd better hang up," Klaus said gently.
"But why isn't anyone answering?" Violet cried.
"I don't know," Klaus said, "but I don't think the operator will help us."
Violet hung up the phone and opened the door of the booth. Now that the sun was down, the air was getting colder, and she shivered in the evening breeze.
"Who will help us?" she asked. "Who will take care of us?"
"We'll have to take care of ourselves," Klaus said.
"Efray,"
Sunny said, which meant, "But we're in real trouble now."
"We sure are," Violet agreed. "We're in the middle of nowhere, with no place to hide, and the whole world thinks we're criminals. How do criminals take care of themselves out in the hinterlands?"
The Baudelaires heard a burst of laughter, as if in reply. The laughter was quite faint, but in the still of the evening it made the children jump. Sunny pointed, and the children could see a light in one of the windows in Madame Lulu's caravan. Several shadows moved across the window, and the children could tell that Count Olaf and his troop were inside, chatting and laughing, while the Baudelaire orphans shivered outside in the gloom.
"Let's go and see," Klaus said. "Let's go find out how criminals take care of themselves."